Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Suzuki hits a high fly ball, deep left field, way back there, still going, and it's gone! Cubs within one, Seiya Suzuki, with his second home run of the afternoon. A deep shot to left. 5-4 Seattle now with the lead.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 to score. That's the great clip of the week. Brought to you by Great Clips. Go to Great Clips for your next haircut. It's gonna be great.
That was a designated hitter, Seiya Suzuki. And Seiya Suzuki, as a designated hitter, has been tremendous this year. Yep. Tremendous. Just keep him out of right field.
Wow, he's a bit of a butcher.
Keep him out of right field. He was yesterday, and he was apologetic, and he said that was what motivated him to want to do more at the plate because of the way the two errors he made in right field, he was filling in for Kyle Tucker, who was getting a day out of the field and off of his feet, and it cost the Cubs. I know neither one of those errors, I think, led to runs in fairness, but you don't want to see that. Is that an overreaction?
No.
Keep him on the bench.
We are. We should just, lift the veil a little
bit. Okay, here we are.
Yep. Because we talked to Bruce. So Bruce says that the Cubs could make a move this week.
This week
for a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. He says it's a young veteran, right? Mm-hmm. That you won't tell us anything. You're desperately quizzing him.
I'm quizzing
him. So we've decided it has to. If it's this week, it has to be one of six teams.
You got
to
figure that.
And we've been sitting here with rosters open,
declared sellers,
and we're going back and forth, throwing names of guys.
Well, not just haphazardly. But
no.
Maybe
I'm saying
haphazardly.
Guys that would be. Are we saying?
Let's face it.
30 cut off.
30-ish. 30-ish.
Yes.
Young veteran is an oxymoron.
Yes,
because how young is young? How veteran is veteran? You can't really be both, so we're kind of in between. And we're having a baseball conversation. This is what we're supposed to do.
But we're having fun.
What's it based on? Well, it's based on informed analysis, I suppose. And you look at the league, and in the American League, Baltimore, the White Sox.
I don't think Baltimore is part of that yet.
No, but you don't think they're selling?
I don't think. I think they may.
Mully,
but
33-44. Look in the mirror, Orioles.
Look in the mirror of reality.
Zach Eflin. I ask you that. Zach Eflin. Is he a guy that would fit the profile?
Yes, he would fit. Well,
31-ish. He's on the block-ish.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a little bit older.
All right, that's an interesting one. But then you see that. Okay, then the Twins. They may have some pieces they might want to move.
Yeah, but they're not there yet.
All right, the White Sox.
White Sox.
There's nobody
on
there that I want.
Nobody you want.
No, the A's.
The A's for sure would be a good one. That's right.
Luis Severino.
He's 30 though.
He's 31 years old.
31.
But he wants out.
Yeah,
apparently.
He does want
reports
out.
Are that he wants out because he does not like dressing in this in the minor league ballpark or playing in the minor league ballpark. They play in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe he's the guy to keep an eye on. All right, let's get to the National League because that's where it gets very interesting.
Yeah, it gets so we've got four teams that we've agreed are out of it in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationals, the Marlins, the Pittsburgh
Pirates. Mm-hmm.
And who was the other
one? The Rockies.
The Rockies, of course.
And the Diamondbacks are on their way, but they can't admit it to themselves yet, maybe.
They can't admit it to themselves. It's too early.
Figure it out.
They need like a couple bad weeks.
I love our texters. They're helping us out because they came up with the name that you referenced during the break. And
yes.
I think Mitch Keller is intriguing.
Another established starter who's, part of their starting rotation. They're not going to trade Skeens.
No, they're not. So Mitch Keller, right-hander.
Yes.
29 years old, which I found out a little fun fact last week when he opposed Colin Ray. They are buddies who work out together in the offseason. So there's a little bit of intel they know about Mitch Keller.
And here is the one. We got get the Nationals drunk and somehow make them trade you Mackenzie Gore.
Okay, now we're talking.
Don't
tease me.
That would
Molly.
Fit the profile.
Don't tease me like
of
that.
A young veteran pitcher.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, that would be a guy
26 years old
that you could see having like a really good future in the Cubs.
Now
rotation.
Starting game one for the Cubs in the National League Championship Series.
Shota Imanaga.
No, Mackenzie Gore.
Well, he would definitely start.
That would be something else. If you get a guy of that caliber, and that would be somebody.
Great one.
It would be
great.
He would have. He's.
We don't know he's on the table. We don't know if that would be a guy that they'd be interested in trading.
It'd be a shocker.
It would be a shocker. But man, he's good. That'd be great. You'd take a guy like that.
I think you would. And I'm exaggerating about whether or not where he would start and fit in the rotation, but he would be somebody that you could envision being a good addition to a quality staff and the kind of guy that Jed Hoyer could look at and point to and say, all right, he fits our timeline. Definitely exciting about that. Speculation's fun.
Oh, listen, we're having a good time.
Speculation is fun. Yeah. Merrill Kelly is my choice, says 312. He gets strikeouts. That's better for the playoffs. No argument there.
Yeah.
But the Diamondbacks have to come to terms with what they are and what they're not.
Yeah. That,
and what they're not right now is a contender.
Is open for business.
What they are is in the toughest division in baseball.
But they're not open for business.
Can I ask?
Yet.
Not yet. Can I add one more name to the list?
Please,
so if the Diamondbacks ever do get open for business, and this has nothing to do with pitching, this is just to do with preference, I hope that they trade Eugenio Suarez to the Cubs for one reason and one reason only.
So Pat can pronounce
it. I want to hear Pat Hughes pronounce that name every game. Because there's not a name in Major League Baseball that I think he enjoys more than saying Eugenio Suarez. And I can't even say anything close to the way Pat pronounces it.
I honestly love Pat pronouncing names. It's one of the finest.
I'm excited about tonight. Yes. You know why? Well, every
he
night's a fun name.
It.
Because Wilson Contreras
is
in the lineup for the Cardinals. Contreras. He says it in a way that nobody else says it. It's right.
How much are you looking forward to that, Dustin?
I can't wait till this stuff happens.
I'm saying Wilson. How much are you looking forward to seeing Wilson with two L's, Contreras?
It's always fun, right? He's got a fire in his...
He was just in town.
Right, and he was fiery here.
Like, and he was a nightmare.
Right?
He was a nightmare.
He was a disaster for the White
again.
Sox.
He's hitting again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
holds a grudge. He's not happy. I know a lot of people in the organization are happy that he's no longer around, but he's not happy that he's not wanted.
Well, he didn't like the way it ended, and I can understand why.
I
can remember being somebody who wasn't happy the way it ended. I wanted him to stay. I thought he was a guy that you held on to.
He must have been a pain in the backside, though, in the clubhouse. There must have been more to it.
This is his third season with the Cardinals.
It's hard to believe.
It really is hard to believe. Gosh, it doesn't seem like – it seems just like yesterday I was pining for his – I was opposing his exit,
but it was his fieriness that is what you wanted. He was far from he was average at best at catching, right? Average at best. But even remember when they stuck him out in the outfield,
mm-hmm.
and he actually was like competent. He's better than say a Suzuki is.
Average at best, and I don't know the metric. Yeah, exactly. You're right. Good day to say that. But he had a framing issue. But I always thought his arm was underrated because he had a great arm.
Controlling the running game?
Yes.
Absolutely.
The best was when they had that like three-man weave going when Lester would pitch. And he would just fire the ball behind someone to first base. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
Huh? It was.
You don't I know. See that.
You
I like
see,
that.
You don't see that much anymore.
No.
No.
That pitch out kind of thing?
Yeah, that was great.
Don't see pitch outs very often at all.
We're really working here. We're working on this trade. We're going to make this happen.
Edwin Cabrera, some 773 yes. texts in. He fits the profile. There are a lot of names that we can start throwing out there. I don't want to do that. We just, I guess, did that to some degree.
We don't want to do that. We spent the whole break
We looked up the ages and relative
yes.
to the experience level. Right. Edward Cabrera is 23 years old.
It's too young.
It's probably too young.
Mackenzie Gore is in that wheelhouse. Let's go.
I agree with you. 26-year-old lefty. Who's got nasty stuff, the kind of stuff that the Cubs saw firsthand, can be very difficult to deal with. You can envision him pitching in big moments. And they are one starter shy of feeling like they are a team without a obvious weakness. You get Mackenzie Gore, boy, you're set. Then we can start worrying about the bullpen again.
312-644-6767. Darren.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Is in Glenview. Hey, Darren.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I have a question for Molly.
Sure.
About the White Sox, because I know you're a big White Sox fan. As I understand it, they're on a pace to lose more than 100 games.
Yes.
There are no position players in their system that anybody has identified as a potential star. They don't spend money on free agents. They don't develop and draft young baseball players historically. We have 9 more years of the Reinsdorf idiocy and 9 more years of Bruce Levine carrying water for him. So as a White Sox fan, tell me why I should be optimistic about this group.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's my job to sell the White Sox to you, and I'm not sure that that's an easy sell. But I would say that there are 10 rookies on this team. Some of them are real good, and some of them have hope. But the position player problem you've identified seems like a bit of one. They're going to have to figure out a way to get better. And I don't know that they do have the play. You know, who's going to come up and do well? You know, I mean, not for a couple years, but, you know, Braden Montgomery looks like a
He does
a
look
keeper.
Good. Yeah, leave Bruce alone, by the way. Leave Bruce out of it.
Yeah.
The Sox are doing something that
George Wolko
represents – a change in, I think, a subtle change of philosophy. We talked about it. They're bringing guys up at a higher, faster rate. There are 10 rookies on this team.
And there's more coming.
And there's more coming.
Noah Schultz will be here before
Noah
the end
Schultz
of the year.
Noah Schultz had a bad debut, AAA.
I know. But
he did not look good.
He will be here before the end of the year.
Agree. And so will Colson Montgomery?
Well, I hope so.
Are you less sure about Colson Montgomery than Noah Schultz?
David, do you watch? I know you watch the White Sox. How many people, by the way, contacted you over your appearance as Ozzie?
Because I heard from a lot of people.
At least I was one of them.
You were one of them. You're one of several.
I don't know how many people are still watching and monitoring. But.
They, are, you know what? People are watching the White Sox on my Saturday experience coming out of the bullpen and replacing Ozzie Guillen.
That's good.
That was my first time ever replacing Ozzie Guillen. I said early on, look, I'm not going to tell Adam Dunn stories.
I just want to tell you, and I love you, but you didn't replace him. You filled in for him.
I know. I don't know what that means, but you're right. Nobody replaces Ozzie.
You replaced him.
I did for a day. Okay. I filled in for him. You're right. That's probably the better way to put it. Nobody replaces Ozzie. Ozzie, let's face it, Ozzie is Mr. CHSN, right?
Ozzie, listen.
Ozzie's Mr. White Sox.
Ozzie, yes. Ozzie's the guy the Pope knows.
He's irreplaceable.
That's right.
I was glad to see him back yesterday. And, you know, I think Chuck's a little bit better with Ozzie.
Gord, with so many young players, you're looking for where they fit best, especially in that infield, something you could relate to. You played a couple different positions and played them well. With this White Sox group, Mydrus can play shorter second. You see Vargas on both corner spots. You see Sosa playing some first base and second base. When you're moving forward, you're looking for the right combination. Even when you get Colson Montgomery into the equation, how important is it for these young guys to play one spot, or do you like the idea of moving them around?
Right now, I like the idea that they can play a lot of different positions. And I think that it's good for the White Sox to see them in different positions to see where they fit. If these guys can play multiple positions, obviously that helps them, but it also helps the White Sox because they can mix and match like they're doing today. They've got some different options on the field. You got Rojas going back to third and Vargas going to first. Obviously, Mydroth is probably more of a second baseman for me, but I love watching him play shortstop. He's got great feel. I think that there's a lot of good that can come from being able to know how to play a few different positions at a high level. So for now, I like it. Ultimately, I hope that they can find some, you know, I think you'll have Chase Mydroth move over to second base, but you got to have that shortstop of the future, and whether that's Colson Montgomery or somebody else, you know, it's yet to be seen, right? And I think that we're just watching it play out.
That is Gordon Beckham responding to Mr. David's questions on Saturday's post-game White Sox show.
Well, I think that Ozzie would have had the answer. I had asked the question. So
yeah,
that's the difference between Ozzie and me, baby. Ozzie has the answers. I have the questions. Gordon was very good. I enjoyed going back and forth to Gordon Beckham. And that was pretty fun. It was fun.
Yeah, that was good. That was a really cool thing to do. I guess when I think about what he said, it really answers what the caller's question is, which is they got a lot of different guys, and we're not sure where they're going to wind up playing.
The infield, you could have a lot of different configurations, which was the point of the question.
You need a shortstop. And Mydroth, one of the things I love about him is, did you see, he came up yesterday at one point. I was in and out of the house, and I turned it on, and he walks up, and he's got dirt.
He's the dirty uniform
all
guy.
All over his
all
uniform.
The time.
All. I mean,
he's the
feels
kid
like
you knew was
going to
spill something on him all the time.
He's just covered in, like, whether he was sliding or diving for a ball, he's covered in dirt every time I see him. He's the definition of grindy.
But what did he do? He got on base.
Yeah.
In the big inning, the comeback inning, he walked. He's an on-base machine. That's what his value is.
They got the bases loaded, and they brought up their closest thing to a home run hitter. They brought up Andrew Benintendi, and he had, what did you call it
swinging
earlier?
Bunt.
The swinging bunt.
It was
bunt.
A swinging bunt. It worked.
The pitcher couldn't field it. And then they have Vargas come up.
He's the closest you have to a home run hitter. He's got 10.
He stayed with a swing and managed to
hand placement.
One of the weakest doubles you'll ever see in
it
your
counts.
Life.
It counts. It's a line drive box score.
In the box score, it looks great. And that was the three runs they scored. They were down 2-1.
Okay, but to
the
my point.
4-2. Come on.
Vargas, do you project him as a third baseman or first baseman? Mydroth, shortstop or second baseman. Colson Montgomery, shortstop or third baseman.
I don't know what Colson Montgomery is. I don't. I'm being honest with you. I don't even know if I project him anymore.
They project him, and that's the point of this conversation. Is that they're more likely to call him up sooner rather than later. And yes. I think there's almost a certainty that you're going to see him before the end of the season because they are not afraid to see how these prospects fare at the major league level, which is not always the case with major league teams. The White Sox seem to have taken a different approach subtly this year where they're not afraid to bring guys up and test them at this level.
And
I don't hate it.
And I know it's a wonderful life. But I also know that Vinny Capra shouldn't be the starting shortstop.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a surprise ending.
No. No. I don't think it's going to be particularly feel good.
No, I don't think so. And you're certainly not going to be wanting more at the end when the credits roll. Vinny Capra, thank you for the memories.
And I do think, though, that the good thing about bringing guys up is if they look the part, then you're okay. I think that the catcher position looks good moving forward.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I like that combination of young players moving forward. But I don't know that they have that sort of – I don't know that every position will be filled in that manner. And I would do worry about their shortstop position. And, I mean, the reality is – that the White Sox, at one point in their history, they had felt like right field was the boogeyman position. They were trying everybody and their uncle out there. It felt like second base turned into a boogeyman position at different points where they're just they never seemed to fill different positions. So, you know, you're having that go on now, but some of the guys they're bringing up look pretty good.
They do.
Grant Taylor gets his first
save. Oh, he's a lot to like.
Yesterday.
There's a lot to like
There's
about him.
There's a lot to like about that. And we've seen some of the pitching. You know, they got a Rule 5. They got two Rule 5 pitchers in their
rotation.
Rotation.
Yep.
Which is incredible.
It is kind of unusual. And it might be somebody.
Good.
Yeah, they're pretty. Mike Vassell and Shane Smith. And maybe John Heyman has an idea of who the Cubs might be pursuing.
Yeah, we'll bring in John next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.